Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday, guys. We have an opportunity to do it all over again, start the week off fresh. So whatever you fell off of last week, let's pick it up this week, starting today. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. We're going to discuss some great stuff today. I don't have a guest in the studio with me today, so you just have me all to yourself. And we're going to talk a little bit. And, guys, please excuse me. I have this cold that I've been fighting with for the last 4 or 5 days, and I just decided to start taking something about a day or so ago. So for some reason, you know, I'm like, my immune system is definitely strong enough to fight this cold off. So I didn't take anything, guys, for the last day or so. And then I realized that it was not getting better. It was getting worse. And so I am still working with that as I sit here today in the studio and with this runny nose and my head stuffed up and so forth. I don't have allergies or anything. So hopefully, you know, this too shall pass. But anyway, guys, I'm going to hop right into what we're going to talk about today. And that is why you shouldn't get caught up in the hype. And so I thought it's very important that as we talk, you know, on a podcast, I think it's very important that, you know, we touch on everyday real life situations that, you know, people actually deal with. And getting caught up in the hype is definitely something that a lot of folks deal with. I know because I used to get caught up in the hype. So I'm speaking from personal experience. So that's why I want to relay this information to you guys. Firstly, I want to talk about what does it mean? You know, that don't get caught up in the hype. Well, firstly, guys, you know that we live in a social media world right now, and everything is social media based. And, you know, you want to learn something about somebody, you can go to social media. If you want to know if somebody's on vacation, you can go to social media. Who somebody's dating, who somebody's married to, who people's children are, you can go to social media. Who has a business, you can go to social media and find all these things out. But we also know that everything on social media is not authentic because everybody on social media is not authentic. So you got to be careful out for those frauds out there that you see, because you get out there on social media and just because we see that these people have 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 followers, we are in our minds thinking that they are running a successful business. Now, why should it matter? Because it really should not. But what matters about the situation is when you see it and then you get caught up in the hype. And how do you get caught up in the hype? You start trying to figure out how can you get that many followers? How did the person do what they did? And then you try to sometimes mimic what someone else did to try to get to their status quo, right? A lot of us that are tuned in this morning, you know, you are guilty of it. We all have been guilty of it. You know, hey, she's in the same line of business. He's in the same line of business as I am. How did he get to that point? But, guys, you know, you ever seen someone that has 100K followers, but you don't see them have any impressions, like nobody's communicating with them on their actual post? So be careful, like I said, getting caught up in the hype. And then you go and try to do what somebody else is doing, and then maybe the business that you're actually looking at, it may not be as successful as it appears. Now, we all know that whole, what's that saying that everybody used to, you know, your parents used to tell you, and heck, my grandma used to tell me, fake it until you make it. Well, you just want to be careful with that fake it until you make it, guys, because if you are looking and presenting yourself to be a certain way and that's really not where you are and, you know, folks find out, you know, that doesn't look good for you for business. And then in the meantime, we're getting caught up in what we see and what we think. That's not real. So focus on you and what you have going on. Focus on your business and really having an authentic, successful business. And that's where you're going to reach your level of success. the hype of the marriages, the hype of relationships. We all know that everybody, you know, 75-80% of social media has successful marriages. 75-80% of social media has successful relationships, whether that's with their friends, their significant others, their family members. Now, granted, we don't expect folks to get on social media and tell all their business. Well, some folks do, if they're going through something on a negative situation. But a lot of us go and hype up where we are, selves look good or feel better about ourselves. Well, guys, when you get off social media, you still have to deal with your reality. And your reality is you are at that place, only you know where you are in that place in your life. So we're not talking about the folks that are on social media that are posting and hyping up their lives. We're talking about you getting caught up in the hype of the things that you see. So I want to give you three things today that you can walk away with, you know, for Motivate My Life Radio today. Firstly, is everything you see is not what it seems. And, of course, we shouldn't have to even have this discussion because that should be basically obvious, right? Speaking of the obvious is what I'm doing. But everything you see is not what it seems. Number two, focus on you. So if somebody is in a line of business that you're in or somebody's doing a lot of the same things that you're doing, guys, so what? That's really none of your business, no here or there, what somebody else's business is doing. If you're looking to work with somebody and you want to maybe get mentored by somebody, hey, reach out to them. But you don't have to basically stalk them to follow them, keep up with what they're doing. And then the worst thing you can do is take someone else's content and use it for yourself, for your business, and that's not even where you are in your business. Okay, guys, I'm going to say that one more time. Do not use someone else's content and use it for a business that you're trying to build or start or enhance and use it for yourself when that's not something that you don't even have an expertise in, because people are going to find out. So what you want to do is focus truly on what it is that you are working on, what you have going on. That even goes for your relationship. Nowadays, nobody's mortgage is behind. Nobody has, you know, $500 electricity bill. Because, you know, folks, they're not posting those types of things. People are posting what looks good for social media, right? You're posting the highlighted, elevated areas of your life. And, hey, rightfully so, because nobody wants anybody to know if they're doing bad. But most individuals, people, I know for me, I respect someone that tells the truth about what they have going on, because guess what? I'll probably reach out to them for a service if I know that they're being authentic, because I only want to work with and pay folks that are being authentic. I don't want to work with people that are fakers and pretenders, and I have worked with folks that have faked it and they're pretenders. And, guys, I've given my money away, and I have not gotten a service. The service that I receive is not in cahoot with what these individuals say that they can do. So just be careful with that. And I'm not just an entrepreneur. I'm an actual business owner, so I do own a business for the last 11 years, a staffing and consulting company, but my business speaks for itself, because I don't basically typically use social media for my business, so to speak. I actually use, I have a business development person that goes out and, you know, beat the pavement and bring in new accounts for us. I use social media for one of my other businesses, but I try to be very clear and straight to the point about the services that I offer, what it is that I can do, and I only align myself with what my expertise level is. Because, guys, folks are going to find out. They're going to find out. Or have you ever had that moment where you just got off the phone with your BFF or, you know, your colleague, and you know, they tell you how they're struggling in business, and they call you and contact you to get assistance, to get help, to get guidance, and then you go see on social media where they say that, you know, they're million-dollar status. Now, we're okay with people speaking stuff in existence, because technically you should speak it into existence and breathe life into it, but let's breathe realistic life, you know, far as you being able to offer that piece of service or being able to coach someone else. And just because you've been through something, guys, it doesn't make you a coach. Just because you've been through something doesn't make you a mentor. Just because you survived something, you have to have studied that craft and have a level of expertise in how you survive, right? So, for example, I went through domestic violence. I survived domestic violence. I became an advocate for domestic violence, and I started going back to the shelter where I actually stayed when I went through domestic violence. And guess what, guys? With that being said, I was able to start going out and talking and motivating other domestic violence victims how they can get past where they are currently are in their state of domestic violence. And why can I do that? Because I created, like, basically a course. It's a course, but it's not something that victims have to get online and take. I get out there and I give this course in person for to give people hope about domestic violence. So if I'm still going through it, or if I'm still in a domestic violence relationship, so to speak, you know, who am I to go teach someone else domestic violence if I'm still going through domestic violence, if that makes sense, right, guys? Again, guys, with who you're getting information from, the information that you say that you can do, your expertise level, and getting caught up in this hype. We have to stop getting caught up in the hype. If you take half of your energy that of the hype that you're getting caught up in with other people and you put that into yourself and into your business, you definitely will be on your journey to success. And one more thing I want to touch on is entrepreneurship, like this word, entrepreneurship, this word, motivation, empowerment, these words. Guys, look, there is absolutely nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with working for someone. So don't get caught up either with all this, oh, I need to have my own business. Firstly, you need to have a gift, you know, of having your own business. You have to have an entrepreneur mindset, a business owner mindset. Just because you're gifted at something, it doesn't necessarily mean that you want to start a business. You may want to keep it as a hobby or side hustle. That don't mean you walk off your job tomorrow because you're great at this. Just be careful with the hype because, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, your livelihood is at stake. Don't get caught up in the hype of social media and being at home and not having to punch a clock or not having to report in because it looks good and everyone else is doing it. Don't get caught up in the hype. If you have a plan, if you have a 9-to-5 and you do at some point want to start a business or you are doing a side hustle that you want to become your full-time business, have a plan. Well, how much money do you need to have to successfully be able to leave your 9-to-5? You have an exit strategy. And if you don't know how to obtain one of those, get with someone that can help you obtain an exit strategy because you're going to need one before you do leave your 9-to-5. Or you might be in your 9-to-5 and you're stuck there and you might want to be promoted up level to another role. It may not mean that you want to up level to entrepreneurship. Again, determine what fits best for your life and not what everybody else has going on in their lives. Okay? So, guys, we just want to throw that out there to you today and give you that message to stop getting caught up in the hype and watch your business and watch your life expel right before your eyes to a level that you didn't even think that was that could even exist, okay? Monday, again, if you fell off last week, start all over this week, if you need to update that resume, get with a resume professional to get it updated. Talk to a mentor to get it updated. If you need to start a business, get with a business coach. If that's what you need to do, if you're stuck, you want to make sure that you legalize in your business. If you're going through something in your marriage, get with a marriage coach, a marriage counselor, and make these things happen for you in these areas of your life and don't get caught up in what everybody else is doing and definitely don't get caught up in what everybody else is saying. Because, again, everything you see and everything people say is not what it seems. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio and working with me this morning as I am feeling awful. So I think when I leave the studio today, I was thinking about going home and wrapping it up. But, you know, again, I may not have that option to go home and wrap it up with all the things I have going on. But, you know, sometimes you have to listen to your body. And if your body tells you to shut it down, you have to do exactly what it says. But, again, thank all of you guys for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. all the continued support that I get from my listeners. I appreciate you guys. And, hey, you have a great rest of the week on purpose. And don't let anybody tell you you can't, because you can. Thank you, guys.
I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you. I'm a puzzle, yes indeed, ever complex in every way, and all the pieces are needed.
Thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities. And there's nothing more powerful than a changed mind.